This is the sixth boatload of suspected illegal migrants to enter Australian waters in the past 2 months. A Navy warship spotted the latest unauthorised arrival near the Western Australian town of Broome. On board were 3 crewmen and 44 passengers. Their nationalities have not yet been made public. The vessel is being escorted to Christmas Island, a remote Australian territory in the Indian Ocean, for immigration processing. Because of the recent rise in captured smuggling vessels, the Canberra government will deploy an extra patrol boat and aircraft to increase surveillance off the northern coast. Many boat people have arrived in the north, sailing from nearby Indonesia. Refugee advocate Phil Glendenning thinks that a surge in violence in Afghanistan may well be responsible for the recent increase.
People are fleeing from the war, people are fleeing from persecution. It's been predicted by the United Nations Commissioner for Refugees that there would be this increase because of the conflicts that are taking place internationally, and particularly in Afghanistan. And that's what we're seeing, and we shouldn't be surprised by it.
Officials say there's been a slight increase in the number of boat people heading to Australia in recent weeks. However, government ministers reject opposition claims that people smuggling has risen because of a softening of immigration rules. Earlier this year, the government abandoned the controversial practice of automatically detaining all asylum seekers who entered the country illegally. The government says people traffickers are taking advantage of good seasonal conditions, and the extra border patrols will protect Australia's vast and largely unguarded borders. Australian police have charged a 31-year-old Indonesian man with people smuggling. The man, identified as Pombili, is alleged to have been in charge of a boat apprehended near the isolated Ashmore Islands last month. He's been charged with bringing a group of non-citizens into Australia. It's an offence that carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.